Wow, that hurt.
What?
You had the headphones turned up about halfway, and then as the song was ending, you cranked it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to
get it. Almost killed me.
Yeah, that was the goal. I expect you to die, Mr. Bond.
Nearly killed me.
Well, next time we'll get it.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Radiator Springs is the word.
That's right. And we want to thank those guys once again, Dirty Honey, for doing the KLOS live stage. We got all this huge stage where bands show up like them and play live for you while hang out with Matt Pinfield if you missed it. Might be able to see some clips of it soon, but be ready for the next one. We'll announce who the band is and how you can get there for free.
It is Friday.
Yeah!
The Kevin and Sligo Show. That means we'd like to do the All Request Fest from 5 to 7.
Yep.
Take all requests. What'll start your weekend right? We're going to talk about people that are damaged that love rain.
I can't wait for it to show.
As it's about to, yeah.
Sunday morning, theoretically. But, you know, they're talking about it so much. They're saying, oh, it's going to be terrible. We need to prep. Your power might go out. It means it's not going to happen.
It usually does.
The more they say.
You don't know, but it usually does mean
that. It's when they don't say a word that it happens. So they don't know. So it ain't going to rain.
I mean, it is.
Nope.
Just how much is the question.
Yeah, we'll see.
We've got your Disney tickets this hour.
Yep.
We'll tell you when to call just before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
It's true.
When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
There was a slow speed sailboat chase near Philadelphia.
Slow speed chases are the weirdest.
They're the best.
It's just odd. Shut it down.
It's a sailboat.
Very odd.
Sailboats.
Were they in canoes behind them?
Aren't really known for speed.
Can be, but generally not.
It's a sailboat was docked at Pier 5 Marina near Penn's Landing when it was stolen at gunpoint just after 7 p.m.
I'll have this.
A guy jumped on the boat and said, I'll take this. I'm a federal officer and he got a gun.
Why do people try that?
I don't know exactly.
Just you've got the gun. He's not going to go, oh, it's okay. I'm not going to tell anybody.
He said he worked for a federal agency and he had a firearm. Here's the story.
A man is in custody after stealing a sailboat at gunpoint near Penn's Landing.
Are you both, you guys have the same voice?
It does sound like
it's
it, doesn't
it? How dare you? You've been doing a lot of screaming at people on passersby on the lawn.
So Hank is live with the latest. Hank.
Good morning, Alex, Mike. Yeah, and what police are telling us.
Now, where are they?
Why can't Hank be mic'd? What's wrong with them?
I'm way over here, and I...
They will fix
Alex,
it.
Good morning, Alex, Mike. Yeah, and what police are telling us is astounding, because you got to think that when you steal something, you need to get away fast. So maybe the worst thing you could climb aboard, other than a sailboat, would maybe be a turtle, but at the end of the day...
All right, we're going to fix this microphone and get back there. But that's an odd one. I don't know that I've ever done a story about a boat.
Man, let alone a turtle?
The poor... That was his punchline. Yeah. That was his big punchline that was stepped on. Hey, the last thing you'd want to take is a sailboat. Maybe a turtle.
Oh, that's really slow, you know?
I think he's ready now, so let's get back to Hank's.
All right.
Here's Miss Sexy Voice again. I love her.
Yeah. What is all this about?
Oh, sorry, guys.
He did, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I thought we were working both mics. I have Jeff Harth with me here, guys. It's fantastic to talk to him because Jeff is actually the guy that called 911 yesterday. He's an experienced sailor. He actually trains with some of the folks who were training yesterday afternoon. Jeff, what did you see and why did it strike you as wrong?
Well, I was sitting on our front breakwater at Pier 3 Marina, and I instruct next door on those sailboats. Sitting by myself, and this one lone boat came out of the marina next door, bare poles, no sails, and it sounded strange because the prop was not in the water. He had the prop half in the water, half out of the water.
With the engine running.
With the engine running, and it's cavitating. It's coming in my direction.
So what they do on sailboats is they do have a little engine that'll...
Just kind of get him out of the marina.
He didn't have it in the water.
He had no idea what he was
doing. Halfway in the water, halfway out.
But he's
out.
A federal agent with a gun.
Right.
So, you know.
Trying to run for
cops.
That's
weird.
But you knew it was wrong when you saw it and made the call.
I knew it was wrong. The guy's in part of the club. And so I called Coast Guard and Philly Marine.
No, he's not part of the club.
Yeah.
And we just coordinated to have them catch the guy downriver.
How? What are they? So they walked?
They just got in.
Because he was just floating.
They just got in another boat and just kind of pulled up next to him.
He's like not even moving, really. No. Just going out with the tide.
You could have a sail, which he didn't.
Didn't have.
And you could use the engine, which wasn't in the water.
Out of the water.
Right.
Wow. That is
so
a
let's
mastermind.
Step it up, Los Angeles. Come on.
Hurricane Hillary is going to kill us all.
Yeah.
Strengthened into a Category 4 hurricane early today.
Rain.
Is barreling rain. Up the coast of Mexico toward California.
That's a fact.
A rare occurrence.
Yep.
We need to cover this, I believe. So yeah. It's time for Kevin and Sluggo's Hillary Watch 2023.
What about our email?
Hillary.
Now, Kevin and Sluggo's Hillary Watch.
Go to the Heineken 00 hotline. A former reporter for KNBC for 40 years and our man on the scene, Doug Kriegel.
Woo!
Hello, Doug.
Kevin and Sluggo, it's so good to be back on the air with you guys and to talk about the rain.
Now, it looks like we're going to get a lot of rain on Sunday night, Monday morning. What do you know?
We know that this is Hurricane Hillary. It's forming over the Pacific coast. It might be weakened to a tropical storm, but even if it becomes a tropical storm, it'll be the first time since 1939.
It's the first time since 1939? Is that what you said?
That's it. A tropical storm has made landfall in Southern California.
Okay. Very exciting.
Are you having trouble breathing?
Always.
Okay, all right. Are you going to keep an eye on it for us here at KLOS?
Of course I will. That's why I'm coming out of retirement to keep an eye on this tropical storm. It's going to be the worst storm in the history of mankind, and most people will die.
I don't think that's accurate. I don't think that's accurate.
Experts are saying the rain will be so hard it will turn human beings inside out.
That doesn't even make sense, Doug.
It does. The rain will go up your butt and then it will create a vortex and it will pull your insides out until you're turned inside out and you are not looking good.
I think you're worse off than not looking good.
The moisture content will be so intense in the air that our pets, cats, dogs will start to become amphibious and grow gills and flippers.
That's just also inaccurate.
I'm looking forward to this storm now. I thought I was excited about it before, but this is phenomenal.
However, if you have fish, they will grow limbs and start to take over and become our aquatic overlords.
It's going to be an insane weekend.
Wow, this is going to be crazy. Doug, you do good work.
Yeah,
thank you.
Doug.
Well done.
Stay dry. Don't forget your rubbers.
Hillary.
Now,
Kevin and Sluggo's Hillary Watch.
Doug Kriegel.
Yeah.
How much damage are you seeing from Hurricane Hillary?
So far, it's all dry.
Okay. No.
That's what she said.
No hurricane yet.
Not yet, but soon I think we're all going to die. So everyone, make sure you hug your loved ones and count your pennies.
Okay. You left an air tank by your front door, by the way. It might help you out.
Thank God. I'm sucking fumes here.
Hillary.
Now, Kevin and Sluggo's Hillary Watch.
It is Hurricane Hillary. We are on the job. Doug Kriegel, formerly of Channel 4, he worked there about 40 years, is keeping an eye out for us. Doug.
Always out of breath.
How are things going?
Still dry.
Ah, still
when
no
is
rain.
The rain going to start? I thought it was going to kill everybody and everything.
Now they're saying more likely Sunday and Monday, but there's definitely moisture. Oh, there's moisture. I just wet myself.
Walt? Is Walt here? I'm looking for Walt. Where's Walt? Walter White? No. Walt. I don't know.
Is that supposed to be Mickey?
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess.
Walt is the key word.
Yes.
I didn't even think about that, honestly.
It was
in my brain.
Whew. Walt is the keyword this hour. If you'd like to win tickets, we'll tell you when to call. Be caller 25 and know that keyword.
And we're going
to
do it on Monday as well. So it's been basically Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but today and Monday, and that's next Thursday. So win! Win already!
It rains in Southern California 35 to 36 days a year. That's
Is that
the
right?
average.
Really?
Now, if you were around this year.
Woo, it was crazy.
You know that it rained for, almost a month, seemed like.
Yeah, yeah. All the snow. Remember all the snow on the mountains as a result? Like, I mean, I have some amazing pictures of the Hollywood Hill and then behind it, the mountains just white.
I wanted it to be sunny so bad.
You did.
I really did.
I was so happy. It was a couple of weeks there for sure. There was just every day was pouring
Here's
rain.
What's weird.
It was great.
Sluggo and I spent our childhood in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And then spent almost all of our lives in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And we are exactly opposite when it comes to weather. I like sunshine. I'm going to be happy to have a break.
Yeah, it'll be nice. It'll be insane. Especially on a weekend, hopefully.
A quick break.
Yeah, hopefully Sunday and I'll just be chill.
And then go back to sunny. But Sluggo would take rain all the time.
I would. I mean, I'm seriously considering moving up to Bean's old house, like kicking out whoever's living there in Seattle. And yeah, just moving in because I love the rain. Love it.
All right. People who were born here.
Yeah.
People who were born in Southern California.
I mean, if you were born here, I mean, I would imagine most transplants are looking for the sunshine. That's why they're out
right,
here.
Right, but I'm saying people who are born here.
Yeah.
I wonder which of us they side with.
I'm married to a native. She loves the rain.
She loves the rain.
She loves it because it's, like you said, 35 days a year generally, usually, so there's not much of it. So when it does happen, it makes her happy, too.
As long as it's only 35 days a year, right?
No, she could go for a lot more.
She's up for it.
So,
you love rain.
Do you like rain?
And you're from here.
Yeah, are you from here? Yes. You're actually a native.
818-955-KLOS.
Yeah. Or do you hate it?
Like me.
But we want to know.
I think I learned to hate it when I was growing up in Phoenix, and we did everything outside. And so rain meant we couldn't do as many things.
Yeah, it was great. I was like staying inside and not doing anything.
I hated staying inside.
Plus, it was just so nice because it always cooled it off a little bit, but it was just cool to look at. You can just change. To me, when it's really cloudy, L.A. isn't all washed out. Phoenix wasn't all washed out. It just gives it more definition. There's more definition. There's more contrast to everything.
And you need contrast.
Nicer. Yeah, just, like, you know, today it's... Ugh,
today is ugh.
There's no color in the sky, and it's just boring. It's just terrible. It's awful out there.
So you're from here, and do you love rain?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
Here comes the rain. You're going to get wet. Better have your rubbers out.
Probably not till Sunday.
Yeah, we're talking about Hurricane Hillary that's coming our way and asking if you, as an LA native, are a fan of the rain. Mariah, who makes a lot of great requests at Kevin and Sluggo, said, I love the rain. I wasn't born here, but I've lived here since I was 6 months, so I consider myself a native. We hardly get rain, but growing up, I have fond memories of playing outside in the rain.
All right.
So that's cool. Good on you, Mariah.
How about you?
Yes. I do love the rain, actually.
You just don't get enough of it, huh?
No.
Bring the rain. Bring the rain.
Exactly. I'm ready for it.
I think you're going to be singing a different tune on Monday.
Thank you. As we float away in our little dinghies.
KLOS, hello.
I love the rain, man. California native.
Yeah. You're from California and you love the rain.
Yes. And here's what I remember, man. When I was a kid, my mom worked at a golf course, Griffith Park. And every time it rained, my mom worked half the day off because she worked at the golf course.
Nice.
And I would get to stay home from school.
Oh, that rules.
Totally, man. And then we'd go to cool restaurants and we'd go to like Chinatown and have dim sum and we'd go to a farmer's market. And it was really cool, man, when I was a kid growing up.
Very cool. So really good memories because of the rain here in L.A.
Absolutely.
Hey, have you ever tried to golf in the rain? That is great.
No, but you know what? Now I ride a motorcycle. And you know what? And I ride rain or shine.
Aha, cool.
I like it. All right, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo. How you guys doing?
We're good, thank you. You?
I'm doing fantastic, except for this heat.
Yeah, so you ready for some rain?
Oh, absolutely. The minute I heard hurricane, I said, hooray.
You did not say hooray, hurricane, first of all.
No, I didn't.
That didn't happen. No.
Well, but it was in the heart. I do love rain, though.
Would you like it to rain mostly?
Yeah, so you guys just talked about it. Like, all the rain that happened earlier this year, like those 40 days, 40 nights.
Yes.
I loved that.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
That's great. In L.A., right, we need that stuff all the time, and it's just, you know, it's great weather.
Yeah.
I love the rain. People... How do you like rainy weather? You're from L.A., the sunny, you know, most beautiful area. I'm just like, you know, it's great. I see the sun all the time. I don't need this crap.
Right. Nice self-editing.
Thanks
well done,
for
sir.
Editing.
Dude, I totally agree with you, man. Thank you very much for calling. So 3 for 3, all like the rain.
All right.
I'm a little surprised, I will admit.
Same.
We're looking for you. If you're a native, California native, do you love the rain? 818-955-KLOS.
Hello.
Hi there. Talking about... lifelong, you're...
Wow, well said.
Talking about being born here.
Hey, we're having a moment with.
Do you love the rain?
Yes, I love the rain.
Wow, really? Yeah. So, are you like alone in that? Do your friends? Now, you've given it to me.
Yeah. Sorry.
Do your friends, like, give you crap for it?
No, not at all. I'm a tow truck driver. That's why I like the rain.
Oh, there
you're
go.
You're a tow truck driver. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Why can't either one of us talk?
I don't know.
Wow.
I'm not sure.
But, all right. Well, cool. So, thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
The rain.
You love it?
The rain.
You do?
Oh, yeah. You know why? It's not the environment stuff. It just it turns my old lady on.
Ah, well, there you go. Well, that is a reason to love it.
That's what. Thanks.
Right on. Very cool. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey. sorry, I was eating. I'm an old lady, so like I eat all the time.
All right. Wait, I eat all the time too. Does that make me an old lady?
Well, I don't know. I don't see your genitals. I don't know. I hail from Northern California, so when you were talking about rain, I'm like, we love it. We love it yes. so much that our aqueduct comes down here. I'm here in Redondo Beach. Like, this is where I planted my feet, Manhattan Beach and then Redondo Beach.
Love them.
My daughter, she's a native, and she loves the rain. She's like, okay, Mom, I can't wait for the rain. And she's a nurse practitioner.
That's
like,
awesome.
At least both of my kids went to college.
All right.
That's been a good thing, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's very good that you all love the rain. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about loving rain.
Yeah, I am a California native, and I do not like the rain.
Aha!
There you go! We found one!
Why don't you like the rain?
Because nobody knows how to drive in the rain.
That's very true. I take to the surface streets. I avoid the freeways in rain because,
Everyone agrees with you on that particular take. Yeah.
But if you could stay home and just stare at the rain and maybe smoke a big fat bowl, would you like the rain more then?
No, not really, because I also do photography, and I can't take photos in the rain without my camera getting wet.
Well, all right, screw the rain.
All right, there
you
go.
We'll call Hillary and tell her to stay down south.
Monday is bad news for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hi there.
Love the rain.
Yay!
Would like to request the rain song from the Cult.
I am able to smoke that, and you got a deal.
Two things Sluggo loves.
Yeah, rain and the Cult.
Right on, baby.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for calling,
Remember
dude.
When the Cult came in? Sluggo was on vacation.
Hey, I'm a California native, and I hate the rain.
Ah! What's wrong with you, sir?
There you go.
Why?
I'm a roofer.
You're roofer. Oh, well.
Oh, of course.
If you were able to stay inside and not have to rely on outdoor work, would you like the rain more then?
Yes.
Aha. Aha.
It's just tied to his gig.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hey!
What day is it?
Freaking Friday, man!
It's our old request fest.
Hell yeah.
We do 2 hours of old requests.
Damn straight.
Make them good. 818-955-KLOS. Or at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
And speaking of Los Angeles, let's start with X.
It is the KLOS free ride.
I don't know what is going on. I need a new brain. KLOS free ride is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
It is our all request fest. Let's kick things off with a great request. Hello.
Yeah, Curtis Whisper, please.
Son of a bitch.
What does that mean when it's the very first request of the day? Is that a good sign? Or
it means no.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, buddy. Hush, Deep Purple for Patrick in Santa Monica.
It is our old request fest, KLOS. Hello.
Yeah, could you play Rain in the Summertime?
Oh, nice one. The Alarm. And that's quite fitting.
Yeah, cool. All right, thanks, brother.
You looking forward to the rain? Do you like the rain?
Yeah, I like the rain. Born and raised in California.
Nice. Wow. I'm surprised, actually.
Same.
I really thought most people
by myself.
Yeah, right on, dude. All right, thanks for calling, man.
All right, thanks a lot.
What is going on, you ask? I have absolutely no idea. Except the All Request Fest, which is happening thanks to Yamaha Resort and Casino. You can win a 2023 Maserati Grecale GT or up to $100,000 at Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel in August. Details are at Yamaha.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly. We meet it, man. And that little selection there, that little ditty. Hey, John Lydon's got some new stuff with PIL out there, too. It's pretty damn good.
Excellent.
So what's the keyword this hour?
The keyword this hour is Mickey.
Mickey.
Mickey is the keyword.
Sometime between now and 6, we're going to ask you to call and be caller 25 with that word so you can join us next Thursday at California's Disney Adventure after we close down the park.
It's the old request fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey.
I got one.
Yes.
How about if it's just going to rain this weekend, you play the rain song from Zeppelin.
Kevin and Sluggo, woohoo! Happy Friday.
To you Happy Friday!
As well.
Who's this?
My name is Bill from El Monte. I would like to request Ozzy Osbourne, please. I don't want to stop.
Kevin and Sluggo. Yeah.
It's our old request fest. May we help you?
Dio, Rainbow in the Dark.
That seems appropriate after the last one. You got more requests in moments.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Hello.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Nope.
How about Cheech and Chong's? Let's make a dope deal.
Hello, KLOS, all request fest.
And it's a deadline. Sorry, we can't hear you. If you can hear us, we can't hear you.
Can you play Jump Around by House of Pain?
I can see your mouth moving.
Yes, we can. That's a great request, sir.
Just because our phones aren't working. How dare you throw in something? You want to hear House of Pain, though, huh?
I thought it would be a great request for a Friday afternoon.
It is a great request for a Friday afternoon. Well done.
You're an amazing person with an amazing taste. Thanks for calling.
95.5 KLOS on California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon and time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. People are dumb. A guy near Philadelphia stole a sailboat and led police on a slow-speed water chase.
Because he wasn't able to put up the sail and he couldn't get the actual motor into the water. So he's just out there floating along.
So good work. We talked to a lot of listeners who were born here in Southern California and love the rain.
Good on you. I'm surprised. I really didn't think. I thought I was kind of. I'm happy. That makes me happy.
And Monday, we've got more tickets for you to join us this coming Thursday for the second annual KLOS takeover of Disney California Adventure.
The man speaks the truth. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz, and probably get soaked on Sunday.
Enjoy. See you Monday.
Oh,
peace out.
One other thing I should remind you of.
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend.
This coming Thursday is the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. If you can give us this hour's keyword and be caller 25, you'll get four tickets to join us on Thursday. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, Yes.
I love your band.
What's your name?
John.
John, you're caller 25.
Awesome.
Well done. All we need is this hour's keyword.
Radiator Springs.
That is it.
Yeah, buddy.
You won four tickets to join us next Thursday.
I'm going to Disneyland.
Yes, you are.
No one said that. Well done, Yes. This is the first person to say it.
Love you.
It is the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We have four tickets. If you'd like to join us and you have this hour's keyword, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, you're caller 25.
Yes. All right. Andy, yes.
Well done. Tell us this hour's keyword.
Walt is correct.
Walt, yes.
All right, guys.
You got four tickets to join us for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney's California Adventure Park.
All right.
You going to share your churro with me?
You gotcha. You bet.
Thanks.
I hope it rains.
Me too.
All right.
Boo. It is our second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. If you can tell us this hour's keyword, you'll win. Good luck.
Bloody hell, I love that song. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Laura.
Laura, you're caller 25.
Oh, geez.
Check you out. You're starting the weekend right if you have the keyword for this hour.
I think it is. I'm hoping it's this hour, not last hour, but is it Mickey?
It is Mickey. Yes, it is.
Well done, Laura.
You got four tickets.
Thank you. That's great.
You're going to come hang with us next Thursday.
That sounds amazing. Thank you.
Now here's something we hope you really care about. The All Request Fest. Brand new one from GNR that is perhaps... They're kind of teasing us, you know. They're going to be, of course, out at Power Trip in October. They're going to be down in San Diego on October 1st, but we're still looking for that L.A. date with Guns N' Roses. But that's their new thing. I'm loving it a lot.
Same.
That's a good one. It says, perhaps. It was on this day in rock in 1969 when Jimi Hendrix opened the last day of Woodstock by playing the Star Spangled Banner and performed Hey Joe. The Police took the stage as a three-piece band for the very first time on this day in rock in 1977. Red Hot Chili Peppers released their debut album, their self-titled debut album, on this day in rock in 1984.